Title: Face-off with federal government possibly looming following California Supreme Court CECA ruling. Cal high-speed rail project also vulnerable. Content: In July 2017, the California Supreme Court determined the Federal Interstate Commerce Commission Termination Act of 1995, 49 U.S.C. 10101 etc. ICCTA does not preempt the application of the California Environmental Quality Act of 1970, Pub Res Code 21000 etc. CECA, a state statute, to a state public entity railroad project on a rail line owned by that same entity, the North Coast Rail Authority, NCRA. Friends of the Eel River resolves a split among the California Courts of Appeal. 1. However, the decision may conflict with federal precedent and could eventually reach the Supreme Court. As the majority opinion and the dissent both emphasize, the decision creates a direct conflict with the Federal Surface Transportation Board (STB) determination that ICCTA preempts any application of CECA to California's state-owned high-speed rail project. 2. Thus, the dispute over CECA's application to high-speed rail may need to be resolved by the U.S. Supreme Court. Additionally, Friends of the Eel River introduces more legal complications for the planned $64 billion bullet train between Los Angeles and San Francisco, as it appears to require that project to comply with CECA, which could lead to additional litigation. The court ruled ICCTA's regulatory scheme, which preempts a state's imposition of environmental preclearance requirements that have the effect of preventing or delaying the operation of a privately owned railroad project, does not apply to the governance of subdivisions of a sovereign state, here the NCRA. As applied to the NCRA, CECA compliance is not a preempted state regulation at all, but a permissible act of self-governance on the part of the state. Beginning its opinion with extensive federal preemption analysis, the court acknowledged the national system of railroads is of peculiarly federal, not state concern, and that the goals of ICCTA would be diluted if states could compel the rail industry to comply with the regulation of railroads that conflicted with federal law, or even to comply with supplementary regulation of railroads on a state-by-state basis. The court also recognized that in the ordinary regulatory setting, in which a state seeks to govern private economic conduct, applying CECA to condition state permission to go forward with railroad operations would be preempted. Nevertheless, distinguishing the facts before it, the court's decision hinged on the presumption that, in the absence of unmistakably clear language, Congress does not intend to deprive the state of sovereignty over its own subdivisions to the point of upsetting the usual constitutional balance of state and federal powers. Notably, the decision finds that, preempting the state's ability, through its laws, to adopt general precepts governing its own development schemes in the sphere in which private owners would have freedom of action would leave the state, as owner, without the tools necessary to govern its own subdivision, and that such preemption could deprive the state of the ability to make decisions that would carry out the goals the state embraced concerning development projects, including undertaking environmental mitigation or deciding not to undertake a project at all because of its environmental hazards. The court then reasoned that the state, acting in accord with CECA, is operating within a sphere of regulatory freedom enjoyed by owners permitted under ICCTA. Therefore, the state was free to voluntarily subject itself to self-governance, comparable to a private owner following its internal corporate rules and bylaws in guiding its market-based decisions. The court found that the federal law must allow the state as owner to make its decisions based on its own guidelines rather than some anarchic absence of rules of decision. Although the court overturned the appellate court's determination that ICCTA categorically preempts CECA from applying to the state and its subdivisions, the court did uphold the first appellate district's holding limiting the remedies available to petitioners under CECA. Specifically, petitioners could not use CECA to seek injunctive relief to directly enjoin Northwestern Pacific Railroad Company, the private freight operator, from conducting its freight operations because this would not inv.